This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The day after, I want to say hi to Harold Loomis, who's listening at Fort Bliss, Texas, KTSM, and Shanna Draughton, who is also in Texas listening to the program as we try to figure out there's a fine line here that gets crossed from yesterday to today. I just wrote a note to someone who is very careful about what it is that is exchanged with me in terms of political conversation, because sometimes we agree and sometimes we don't agree. This is what I wrote. I hope you are peaceful and you feel strongly about supporting our new president in an attempt to really bring us all together. Nobody knows better than us. The past is the past. That's what I'm thinking right now. I feel the country's in a very strange mood today. Can't quite put my finger on it, but it's very sobering. And at the same time, it represents the opportunity for huge change. I'm hoping for the best, and I'm putting my energy behind that which my work on the air and my personal attitude brings together. I will not engage in conversation about where we have been, only where we are and where we are going. I will try my best to be constructive and positive, because that, in my estimation, is the only way to look at possibilities, and we have none if we keep fighting with each other. Hillary is yesterday's news and is gone. The Clintons will quickly fade from view, and a new challenger will emerge, maybe a woman, but someone who hopefully has learned some valuable lessons from all the anger and divisiveness, which I know you and I abhor. Let's cheer for America and the good it represents, and work at the bad and fix it, please. Those are probably as poignant thoughts as I have at the moment, other than the practical reality that at last count, Hillary Clinton had 58,199,000 votes, and Donald Trump had 58,491,000. The House stays as a Republican House, and the Senate stays as a Republican Senate. So now we have the hat trick. So let's see, and I mean this, and hopefully all of you who were on the Hillary bandstand will feel the same way. You feel as you feel, and you express yourself as you feel, and you're welcome to do that here, one way or the other. But the truth is actual. And other than me perhaps poking holes in the fact that there's only 300,000 votes between the winner and the loser in terms of the real numbers versus 71 votes in the Electoral College, which is anathema to me. At least the winner actually was the winner, which wasn't the case in 2000 and hasn't been the case in some other elections. But if you look around at the election, and the fact that we have and will have a new president, there are people who will take the day today and perhaps the week and maybe the rest of the year to look at who are the winners in various segments. For example, because this is a media program and we are in the media, who has credibility in the media? I see cable news as having not much. Unless you're old, You look at the commercials on cable news for bathtubs with doors on them, and you think, what? Yeah, okay, so what's the relevance here? And I'm not putting down old people. I guess some people would consider me old, although I don't think I think as an old person, and I don't even know what that means. But I look at Donna Brazile. I look at some of these other people that are surrogates that had been on. And I think, okay, there'll be a lot of people spending a lot of time talking about their hatred for Donald Trump on MSNBC today. And what will that get you? It's not going to get you anything. I'm looking at Fox News. They're at least good at being one-sided. Although I was looking last night, Meredith and I were watching, and when I flipped on and saw Megyn Kelly, I quickly changed it. Because I think, and then some people say, you're sexist. That has nothing to do with being sexist. I just think that she's not good at what she does. That's it. Well, maybe she'll have a great future there. She doesn't have a future with me, and I'm a viewer. So, but maybe more people will like her than not, and that'll give her some great stuff in the future. I'm just talking about now. I'm pushing all of this stuff away. The FBI story was a botched mess, but it's behind us. So that's the television side of things. How about the radio side of things? The bloviating that we listen to from some of the people who were obvious in their support and obvious in their lack of support. The ratings have been pretty good for most of the talk radio stations and programs around the country because there was a lot of interest in the candidates and what they were saying. But that's over now. So what are we going to do? What are we? I can only control what's on this radio program. I can tell you what we're going to do, and it isn't going to be anything focused on the past. It isn't going to be the business about Hillary. I just told you where I am with Hillary. Done. Finished. Over. Clinton's done. Finished. Over. If Chelsea decides she wants a political career, then it'll be interesting. But as far as talking about her and Benghazi and Donald Trump says we're going to put her in jail, that's all bull crap and doesn't get anybody any place. There are so many things. There's big trouble in our country. And you can see it on Twitter. You can see it in social media. It's big. The anger, the nastiness. We become a bunch of nasty people, some of us anyway. And I think that that Trump was a heavy user of Twitter through all this. Did it help him? I don't know. Whether it helped him or didn't. What do you think, Victoria? Did the use of Twitter by Donald Trump help him?
It helped him with certain people, yeah, who responded to, you know, the nastiness that he tweeted. Absolutely.
Yeah. Was it all nasty? Was there anything...
I didn't see anything that was positive.
Well, but I understand that you didn't. But if you put on, if you took your blinders off,
no, these aren't blinders. These are just if I gave you literally the thread of his tweets, I don't think you, knowing you, I don't think you would see anything positive or worthy of repeating.
Well, I didn't see anything positive. I didn't like. I liked the ideas that were presented about fixing the problems of the country. I abhor the way that he presented some of his ideas about people. I think it was disgusting.
Yeah.
But that's the past. So it serves nothing to be stuck there. The only thing that we can do is serve our listeners by suggesting that, first of all, the discussion about politics will end today. Maybe once in a while we'll have something interesting going on in the some of these circles, ideas that come up that'll be kind of cool to bring to the audience and get a feel on. But I will not be discussing who's going to make up the cabinet and who's going to be. That's just, I'm not going to do that. I do find it interesting, though, to look at the continuing focus on Julian Assange and whether it's his personal problems or what WikiLeaks has meant to the election. Is WikiLeaks the New York Times now or the Washington Post? Is that where people are looking for? You remember the Pentagon Papers from when I was a young whippersnapper? WikiLeaks now does that. That's what they do. They did what the Washington Post did with the Pentagon Papers. Most people don't even get that. Most people don't feel because they don't have a historical perspective. I've been around long enough to remember the Pentagon Papers. And all of these people who are these phonies in the press who are, you know, taking shots at WikiLeaks and the people in public office take shots at, it's the same thing. There's not one shred of difference between the Pentagon Papers being released by the Washington Post and WikiLeaks releasing all of this, these emails and stuff. There's no difference whatsoever. So those of you who think we're in a position, you know, WikiLeaks is terrible, we should hang what's-his-face out to dry, nonsense. We didn't do that with Daniel, what was his last name? Was it there? Daniel... Well, I know that, I don't remember the guy's name, but Daniel something or other. But I remember the Pentagon Papers and the big stir. People really wanted to hang the Washington Post out to dry. You think Washington liked the release of those Pentagon Papers that indicted so many sitting politicians? It was ugly. This election has been ugly. It's ugly because of perhaps the people and the way they use the social media. But it isn't any uglier for me, in my experience, I look back, than the situation surrounding the Pentagon Papers or what went on at Watergate. All the stuff is the same. So for those of you who think it's the end of the world, it's not. What it is the beginning of something that hopefully, if we all have our act together, will be good for everybody. 18 past the hour.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time for holiday entertaining. So roast the turkey with a Food Network roaster for $39.99. Make the cookies in a KitchenAid artisan stand mixer, $349.99, plus get a $50 mail-in rebate. And set the table with Fiestaware. A five-piece plate setting is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Offer valid 11/9 through 11/17. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
The United States Postal Service knows holiday wish lists better than Santa himself.
Really?
Dear Santa, this year I've been really good. Like, really, really good. And that's why I'd like a hippo hat, hippo gloves, and hippo sunglasses. And maybe a hippo coloring book.
During the holidays, we deliver, especially when it comes to hippos. In fact, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. No matter what's on your wish list, our priority is you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Pitbull. They apparently locked down the co-host for their third Pitbull New Year's Revolution special. According to the spokesperson for the program, Snoop Dogg and Queen Latifah will help Mr. Worldwide ring in the new year from Miami's Bayfront Park. I have no knowledge, no experience, no connection to this. I don't know from nothing.
You have heard Pitbull. Well, this show, I don't know that he... I mean, New Year's Eve is always... You know, there's so much to watch on TV, but Snoop Dogg has certainly been busy lately. His new Martha Stewart show just debuted, apparently to really good reviews.
They have good chemistry together.
They do. They really do.
All right, so I don't know if this is good. Let's see who else is going to be... in here. Last year it was Puff Daddy and Shawn Mendes. Austin Mahone. Who's Austin Mahone? Cast
he is
people on Empire.
Austin Mahone is singing right now.
Actually, this is Shawn Mendes.
Oh, Shawn Mendes,
I would
right.
Say Austin Mahone.
Austin Mahone's Mahoney. Bigger, right?
I don't know if I would say that, but I would say he sounds pretty much the same.
Yeah, he sounds like this, and he's also sort of like a new Justin Bieber, but not with all the scandals, right? I mean, he's kind of poised to take over Justin Bieber's place.
Yeah, I would agree.
Is being a worm?
No, less of a worm.
No, he's not
voice.
A worm. He's actually a nice guy with a good voice, and he's just a young kid who's really talented.
Yeah.
So without all the Justin Bieberness, he's the new Justin Bieber.
Great. All right, let's move to another corner of the musical world, the country world. Blake Shelton in the news. He's going to headline the first Penn State Stadium concert at Beaver Stadium. The stadium opened in 1960, been expanded to 107,000 seats. Isn't that...
That blows my mind.
That's absurd.
When you hear these college... Yeah, college stadiums with 90,000, 100,000, 160,000.
Ohio State's the same way, I think. Isn't it big, huge stadium in Ohio State because of football?
All those.
Yeah, and the Michigan stadiums, I think both of the schools in that state have gigantic stadiums. And they're always packed.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Full. And the students, I mean, they don't even have that many kids at the school. But it's unbelievable to me how you fit that many people together in one arena.
Okay, so now I'm trying to make heads or tails of this. Is Blake Shelton going to be there in next July? Is that what they're talking about? They've already set this concert for next July?
Yeah. It's going to be the first concert ever held in this stadium, which is so weird. You would think that they would have done stadium concerts there before.
Yeah, but in the middle, we're talking about State College, Pennsylvania. Hello. This is not a big town. We're on in that town. It's not a huge town.
Yeah.
It's a nice town. I like the town, Frank. I've been there three or four times, and I find it charming. Had some great meals in a couple of really good restaurants and had a nice time when I was there visiting. But I don't see you're going to draw that many people that will come in for a Penn State game. Maybe you can easily draw that many people from the area to come listen to Blake Shelton. He said draw, no question about that. But there are all kinds of considerations to be wrapped around that, it seems to me. And one of them is what we said, the practical reality of having a football stadium in the middle of Pennsylvania in an area. I have a friend that is the president of Juniata College, which is down the road from State College, and it is more in the middle of nowhere than State College isn't really in the middle of nowhere, but it's not New York.
Right.
That's for sure. 28 after the hour.
Good fences make good neighbors. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carnty. It's great to give of yourself to others, but it's also very important to set good boundaries for yourself as well. If you don't take care of yourself, you'll soon not be able to take care of others. There are limits to what you can do, and it's vital that you identify what those limits are. And if you have no limits with people who provide even small amounts of toxic energy to you, then it's your responsibility to set those boundaries. Make the effort to build the psychological fences you need to give yourself time to exist in the healthiest way possible. When you're mindful of your boundaries, you can be your best self for everyone else, too. For more on relationships, visit drchristiancarty.com.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Turn your magic on. Let me see it say everything you want to dream away. We are legends every day.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Sherlin in this hour, examining the last 24 hours of our lives. In my household, there was a person who was up most of the night, and I can tell you it wasn't me. I was not interested in it. I watched a little of the returning last night, and listening to those bloviators just sent me into another place. I want to know what the numbers were, and that's it. So I watched with Meredith an episode of The Tudors, and then just went to bed. I was actually in bed pretty early last night, and she woke me up two or three, four times to tell me what was going on. And I think about 2:30 or 3 o'clock this morning, it was clear that Trump was the winner. And apparently Hillary Clinton called Trump to concede. Trump said she congratulated us on our victory. It was a hard-fought campaign, Trump said. We owe Mrs. Clinton a major debt of, gratitude for her service to our country. I agree with that. Clinton, Trump went on to say, I will be president for all Americans. We can work together to unify our great country. He wants to focus on veterans. He calls them the forgotten men and women of our country. And he says they will be forgotten no longer. I agree with him on that one.
Well, let's hope he does that, because I would agree with that, too.
Yep. We will seek partnership, not conflict. This was tough, he said about the campaign. So, a lot of people went to bed last night waiting to see who would be our next president. I was looking at some of the things that were going on here locally, who supported whom, what was going on, some of the other ancillary things.
Any surprises in local elections near you?
Not really. It was pretty obvious that my community would go for Mrs. Clinton. We had four ballot issues, one of them about marijuana, and I actually was just trying to find out what we're not necessarily.
Did it get legalized in Massachusetts?
I believe it will be legalized. Let's see here.
And what about in California?
I don't know what the results of that are yet. Marijuana, no more charter schools in Massachusetts. There was a bill for not caging animals. Mm-hmm. On the farm.
Right. Yeah. How did that go?
I voted against it because I didn't like who was going to be in charge. But last time I checked, 86% of the voters were for it. So I'm guessing it probably passed. But I don't know. The final numbers are not in here. Very interesting. We have all of this technology, and yet we don't have conclusive numbers. For example, in the House and the Senate, there are 7 seats, I believe we decided, Kara, excuse me, in the House that are undecided at this point, even though the Republicans hold on to it. And in the Senate, there are, I think, 2 seats that are still in either they're inconclusive or they're not.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting, too, not just with that, but with, say, Pennsylvania yesterday. It took forever to get the numbers in. I mean, all of the East Coast states were in.
Yeah.
And Pennsylvania wasn't yet. And then California was in. And all of these Midwest states were in. And Pennsylvania wasn't yet. And I'm like, man, how are some states counting this stuff so fast and Pennsylvania's not? I don't know. Maybe they just wanted a cliffhanger. But
yeah. Well, there's a lot. This is, some people are describing this as a stunning loss for Hillary Clinton. What it ought to be doing is open up a soul-searching discussion, not only within that party, but within the Republican Party, because the partisans in the Republican Party didn't do them any good either. Trump won this on his own. He did not win it with help from partisans. As a matter of fact, most of the partisans worked against him. So the thing I highlighted this, it was the last hour or last half hour, I know I said it once before today, that this is a phenomenon that people really kind of need to, like him or not, his message, not necessarily the way he delivered it, because I didn't like the way he delivered it, but his message was about what I wanted to see happen in our country. I want change. I'm tired of politics and tired of politicians. Trump was neither. But did he become one at the end, or is he one now? By definition, I suppose, he's going to be the president of the United States for the next 4 years. And so, under that circumstance, what do we have here as a lesson? I've said very clearly, I don't want to talk about the past, but what I think we learn in the present about Trump and what he stands for, and we look at the social media and the younger voters and all this sort of thing, this is the beginning, I think, of a wholesale change in our country that I'm keeping my fingers crossed is going to be good. I think it will go. I think we've allowed ourselves, the pendulum has swung too far to one position and been there too long. We've had a couple of really, one Republican and one Democratic presidency that was disastrous. The last 16 years, in my opinion, has been a blight on our country because the leadership has been bad. So now, is Trump going to be a good leader? We'll find out. I'm not going to judge him today because he's not even there. And those people who are foolish enough to waste a lot of time and effort and breath trying to figure out what this guy's going to do or this is going to be terrible, what nonsense. The election is over. And I would say, even though we have a system that is not, that's pretty flawed, he's the, in my mind, he's the legitimate winner because he got 58,491,000 votes. Hillary got 58,199,000. Now, were there 300,000 people or votes that were cast that were cheat votes? Were there that many in Chicago or other cities where there were dead people voting? Yeah, I mean, you could probably spend the rest of your life looking around for ways to somehow or other diminish the impact of this. But we're not going to do that because that isn't what we do. The focus on yesterday is just that. The message today is let's move on. Let's see what we can do because it's only in all of our best interests. I shouldn't say that because it'll be in the interest of some to stir the pot or make Trump look bad or, you know, try to underpin him at every turn. The Republicans have been doing that with Obama and before that, the Democrats were doing it with Bush. And so we need opposition. We need people to think different ways. But we don't need this destructive stuff that's going on. Certainly, there are all kinds of things you can point at Comey and that stuff, and you'll hear the bloviators do that today. So what? She's not going to be the president. That's it. End of story. So, what's the first thing? I want to just run a magnet over all this stuff and just erase it all and look for things here. I did find this interesting, ladies. The astronaut that passed his ballot from space, the only American who's not on the planet, is out in space. Astronaut Shane Kimbrough made his choice heard in the election from the International Space Station. He told reporters before he launched in October that he was pretty much apolitical, but he was excited to be able to say, "I voted from space." I don't think he's the first one, though, to exercise his civic duty.
Important question, though. Did they send you an I voted sticker? Did you vote from space?
Did you wear one yesterday?
I did, yeah.
I did.
Yep.
Yeah.
They kept
it
silly?
Or
no,
it
it's
just
not. No, it's great. It's fun.
It's kind of cool. Yeah, it was.
And but everybody kept running out.
Yeah. It's a good way to
stickers.
Shame everybody else in a vote, too.
Yeah. Mm. People were angry when they couldn't get stickers.
Yeah. You know what? Everybody's got to, come on. Let's stop being angry about such silly stuff. You're angry because you can't get a sticker?
But well, people, hey, look, this is obviously people your age were not angry about stickers, but people our age were angry when they couldn't get
is
a sticker.
Is it an age thing?
Yeah, because it's a selfie thing. Yeah.
All right. So here's something else that's connected to this that I find interesting. It was 144 years ago, on November the 8th, 1872, that Susan B. Anthony was arrested for casting a ballot. Remember, women didn't get the vote in this country until 1929. So she was the first. Remember, she was on the coin, the first American dollar coin.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a significant figure in our history. So yesterday, her grave in Rochester, New York, was a popular destination for a lot of people who wanted to honor her memory. Mount Hope Cemetery, where she is buried, stayed open past their normal 5:30 closing time. Actually stayed open until voting ended, so voters could go and pay their respects to her. That was kind of interesting. The mayor of Rochester said, "Visiting Susan B. Anthony's gravesite has become an election day rite of passage for a lot of people. With this year's significant election, it seems right to extend the opportunity until the polls close." So there were people that were waiting at the polls, and they also waited at her graveside to see, just stand there and take a selfie. You're right. It's all about selfies.
And the line was so long. When
yeah.
you saw, I mean, all the videos went viral yesterday of people waiting online to, to put their I voted sticker on her grave. The whole thing is just covered in stickers.
And they were all women, or were there men there in the line?
The majority were women, but there were some men there, too.
Yeah, right. So thanks to Susan B. Anthony. Wouldn't that be that's something to be there. We can all be thankful for that. I think we can all be thankful for
absolutely.
Her contribution.
So, yeah.
And that's something we ought to think about. That's something from the past that we bring to the present that is good and positive. and helpful. And now we have to make sure that all those people who are entitled to vote are able to vote. That's a mission as we move forward. And those people who are not entitled to vote are not not able to vote. Keep them from voting. And that's a charge, and I think that's part of how we fix the system, in my estimation, as we move forward. All right, so we have continuing conversation. You can follow this conversation on Twitter, at DJV Show, at On Air with Victoria, at C. Shillen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. 45 past the hour.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
One of the most interesting parts of my day yesterday was getting a call from my pal James Whale, who's probably the best-known radio talk person in England. He wanted me to go on his program to talk with him about the election, the obvious thing. So I did. Spent 10, 12, 14 minutes with him on the air, mostly as scratching each other's back a little bit because we've known each other for 25 years or so. He's quite a character. But we got, after we got away from all of the silly stuff, we talked about what was going on over here. It was clear that he was not a Trump supporter. And, then most Brits are not. I said, when I was in England last week, I told you, most people came up to me, they found out I was an American. Who are you voting for? I hope it's not Trump. And there's that feeling because of the way he's been painted. And he painted himself into a corner with some of the things that he said. But it is just amazing how people jump to judgment about stuff before they really know how all the pieces will fit together. And I said that to him, and that's when the conversation ended. It's 10 before the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time. If you have a tech question or a tech tip you'd like to share, you can tweet it at us. Be sure to use the hashtag Tech Talk. When you go to, you're following us at Twitter at DJV Show. Help yourself. A lot of things going on. We are not perfect. We don't know all the answers. We don't fix all the problems. Sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes you make mistakes because we're all sort of floating around here on the same planet doing the same things. If everything was perfect and everything worked well, there'd be nothing to talk about. I mean, think about it that way. If there were no people screwing things up, then what would we talk about? We'd have nothing to... it's too bad that that's what it is, in a sense. I mean, you can say that kind of in a fun way, but things are well, like Chris Christie. That stuff. I find that fascinating. All of this stuff is really fascinating. All right, anyway, so as far as Tech Talk is concerned, we have an equation that I think you'll find pure magic in a moment. So stand by for that. Information Victoria here on Tech Talk.
The Military Order of the Purple Heart, made up of veterans who received the Purple Heart Medal, was congressionally chartered in 1958. The Purple Heart Foundation, the fundraising arm, supports a number of programs and services dedicated to helping all veterans and their families. One way that we can honor the sacrifice that military vets made for our country is to help the foundation assist veterans and their families. Past commander of the Military Order of the Purple Heart, Bill Hutton.
The Purple Heart Foundation assists all veterans.
veterans and families with suicide prevention, support for brain injuries, counseling for post-traumatic stress, and women's health issues, all common challenges for returning veterans. The foundation also provides scholarships, family and VA claims assistance, employment training, medical care, education, housing, death, and burial benefits.
For more information and how you can donate, visit PurpleHeartFoundation.org.
All right, so Victoria, this combination, here's an equation. Google plus Harry Potter equals pure magic for the fans of the franchise. So what's going on?
This is very cool, and this is the one time I think I'm actually jealous of all Android users. As an iPhone user, I never often have envy.
I just tossed my Android phone away, so don't be making me feel bad about that.
I know, and Kara, you were a lifelong Android user, and now you just switched to iPhone.
Yeah, I just got an iPhone last week, so.
And
I'm
unfortunately,
the same
and I know you and I both love Harry Potter, so. Well, the new prequel to the Harry Potter franchise is called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. That hits the theaters on November 8th. And stars Eddie Redmayne. Google is making the entire experience even more magical. They're giving Android users the ability to cast spells on their phone. They're literally turning their phones into magic wands. It's super cool. All you need to do, if you are an Android user, all you need to do is say, okay, Google, which is the command, like, hey, Siri. And then you can actually name spells like Lumos and Nox, and that turns your flashlight on and off, or Silencio, and that mutes the sounds and notifications on your phone automatically. Google is also getting into the Harry Potter spirit by they've updated their Google Maps, so you can see the streets of 1926 New York, which is the setting for Fantastic Beasts, and on the new maps you get an up-close personal view of key locations in the film. It is an interactive experience that is getting rave reviews, and it's called Google Allo, that's the messaging app, and it now comes with Fantastic Beasts themed stickers, and they have a whole page dedicated just for Potterheads. So I am super jealous. I am a Potterhead, and I am super jealous that I don't have a Google.
Better to be a Potterhead than a Pothead, I'm guessing. Under the circumstances, yes. All right, so that's something for you to consider. Here's something else. YouTube has changed the way they take comments from you. There are lots of different ways you can make comments, I guess, on YouTube. I don't spend much time there, but it is, I think, isn't it the second most viewed facility when it comes to technology in the world, YouTube?
Yes, if not the most, yes.
All right, what's going on there?
Well, YouTube creators have been dealing with a lot of heat from trolls and online haters. And as we know, as this election has taught us, I mean, you know, nothing is sacred anymore. Everyone is just an online bully at this point. And so so YouTube people who put out they have their own channels and they put out their own shows or information bits, they have been dealing with so many trolls and there's no way to block them. So now YouTube has finally stepped in and they said, okay, we're putting the control back in the hands of the actual YouTube creators. So if people want to say something negative, now the YouTube creators have the right and the ability to block all the negative comments before they're ever even publicly posted, which is great. And I think that you're going to see social media go in this direction for sure.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
All social media?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Put that together. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, folks. It's 59 past the hour with DJB.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.